Good morning, everyone. Amen. God is good. Amen. In case you don't recognize me, I'm Pastor Bill. May I tell you, not only welcome this morning, but I am so thankful that you prayed for me and continue to pray for me. Amen. Thank you, guys. You are the best. I love you dearly. So welcome to Calvary Chapel this morning. And as you can tell, I'm still just a little bit, which I'm doing great. But here's the deal. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And he said, let us rejoice in it. Amen. And we do. That's what we're doing this morning. Now, I can't welcome those that are listening live around the world right now because our internet is down. It's supposed to be up in shortly, hopefully within the hour. But I do welcome you in Jesus' name. And of course, today is one of the most special days of the year here at Calvary. It's what we call Love Never Fails Sunday, or today, of course, is a special day we set aside called Mission Sunday. And so I'll get into more of that in just a moment. But, you know, I want to remind everyone that next Sunday we're going to be beginning which has been called one of the next to Romans, the greatest letter in the Bible, and that's the book of Hebrews. It's the only book in the Bible that calls Jesus the great high priest. It's the only book in the Bible in the New Testament. Of course, it doesn't have it's anonymous. The author didn't sign his name. And there's also something else that next week when we get together. And that's the five warnings, serious warnings. Some of the strongest warnings in the entire New Testament are found in Hebrews. And many believers, unfortunately, they look at those warnings and they believe that, well, they could be abandoned by God, that they could even lose their salvation. You don't want to miss this incredible study in Hebrews. Amen? Amen. Now, with all of that being said, before we go to the Lord in prayer and we start the service this morning, I want to remind everyone that every day in 2023, we are praying for our children. Amen? And we have hundreds and hundreds of names right here at this pulpit that we're praying for every day, not just on Sunday, but every day. And boy, if there's been a year that needs to be the year for the children, it is today. Amen? So why don't we open up our service this morning praying about our children? And let me read a scripture to you before we begin. Jesus said this, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, anyone that messes with God's little children, amen? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea from the lips of our Savior. Let us pray. Father, we celebrate this day. And Father, I thank you that as we had our yearly board meetings yesterday, I thank you, Father, in this service right now that our longest serving board members have been 30 years, Lord, are here with us this morning. And I just thank you for them, their wisdom and their love, oh God. And Father, as we lift up these children, the children that we're praying for, not only in Mexico, but the church and the school and around this nation. Lord God, we pray over them for their mental health, their physical health, their spiritual health. We pray over what they see, what they hear, and what they think and comes into their mind. And we pray now in Jesus' name over these little ones, Lord, no matter the ages that are listed before me. Father, we pray that you would short circuit right now, each day in their lives, the confusion that the enemy tries to send their way. Lord, that you would short circuit, Lord, the influencers online who are deadly and from hell. And Lord, we pray that you would short circuit and just render inoperative the plans of the wicked one against them, and that you would raise up mighty, mighty warriors for Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, Lord, baptize everyone, all of our children, all of your people with the Holy Spirit in power. We ask it. We believe it, Lord. Bless this Mission Sunday and bless our missionary pastor, Stephen Carroll, that's with us. Bless him and Heather as they're going to share today. And Lord, we love you and just give you praise that we are part of your great works. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church says, amen. Now, if you're visiting with us, thank you for being here. We set aside this day every year. This is a special time. And what we do is we look at all that God has done, and then we rejoice in what God has done. Amen. And this year, without a doubt, we can really, really say, oh, look what God has done. You know, for the last 20 years, our charity, Love Never Fails International, has only been concerned with children. That's what we do. That's what the charity's all about. So this morning, we celebrate the global work that God has given us. Of course, that's the orphanage there in Camargo. And we celebrate our local work, which is Haltom Christian School. Amen? And give thanks for the Lord for that. The Bible says in Psalm 115:1, it says, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. God is faithful. Oh, the incredible things that he has done in 2022 and what he is going to do in this year, 2023, Lord. Oh, it's amazing. And as I look at what God does, you know what he does? He calls those that are faithful to labor for him. He says, I know I can trust you. I know I can count on you. I know that you will obey what I have asked you to do. I am so thankful for all those who labor at Haltom Christian School. You know, someone said this, only the educated are free. That's a good word. I like what Jesus said better. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. I don't know if any of you by chance saw any of the headlines this morning on the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I only saw the front page, and it was shocking because today I'm going to be introducing Heather in a little bit. But the fact of the matter is on the very front page of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, the mayor of Fort Worth, Mayor Parker, the wonderful lady, said this, education affects everything in our city. That's a true word. I'm glad that our test scores at Haltom Christian School are higher. Well, I don't want to get into that. But I tell you what you can find at Haltom Christian School. That's our children. And not only are they're learning how to be Christians. They're learning how to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And they're well educated above and beyond what many are doing out there. And I am so thankful for that. And that's what you call true freedom. Amen? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to lower the lights, if you don't mind. We're going to watch a video, and then I'm going to come back up, and I'm going to welcome our principal. So let's begin. Isn't God good? Amen. Just look what God has done. Amen. I am so thankful. And you have it. Yes. I was trying to find out if we had a thief at Calvary, but we don't. Yes, this is very important because our principal, that we love to support her, amen? And so as we get this set up here, and is that the microphone, brother? There we go. I tell you, I am so thankful for Heather Gonzalez. She and all of the Halton Christian School, all of the team, all of the staff, they are the most hardworking people, honestly, that I have ever seen. They arrive way before I get here, and they are still here sometimes, most of the time, after I leave. And I give God thanks to be around such great people. Amen. So, Heather, this is our principal, Heather Gonzalez. Would you welcome her?
Look what God has done. It's humbling to be a part of God's good work, a work designed for us here before time began. At the beginning of every school year, the Lord has always given me a specific scripture, a word for my heart for the upcoming year. I've learned over the years that this is the word I will cling to as the new year unfolds. This school year, my word from the Lord came in a very special way. The school year had begun, but I hadn't received it yet. As the first week passed and the second, my heart began to feel overwhelmed, yet the Lord was working. On rare occasions, my middle daughter sneaks into my husband's room at night, but rather than snuggle up at the top of the bed near the pillows where we are, she crawls under the bed, under the blankets, at the foot of the bed to sleep. She did this two nights in a row. And the second morning, I asked her, "Why, when you come into our room at night, are you laying at the bottom of the bed by my feet?" And she answered, "Because, Mama, I love to be there. I feel safe at your feet." As I pondered this interaction on the drive into school, the Lord spoke to my heart. With excitement, I was led to 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain." And then I realized my daughter laying at my feet that morning was no coincidence. My word for this school year became clear. We overcome when we are at his feet. And this year has proven the only way to fight the darkness that is so very present in this world, the evil which is after the hearts and minds of our children, is at the Lord's feet. Before this school year began, our Dean of Students, Amy Weller, and I began petitioning a bold request before the Lord. We prayed for spiritually qualified teachers, and today I get to share what God has done. He delivered on spiritually qualified teachers. He sent teachers who love, seek, and serve him. Recently, during a staff meeting, I asked the teachers, "Why are you here?" Their response, a resounding, "The Lord called me." Every teacher has a story of how the Lord brought them to Halton Christian School. When asked, "What is the mission, the vision for us to achieve here?" In their words, "To love our children and point them to Christ. To help children, let the Lord shine through them. To build relationships with children. To fill any gaps in love. To encourage children to know and walk with God. To make true disciples of Christ." And it is this heart that compels our teachers to provide a Christ-centered education and shape a biblical worldview within the children entrusted to us. They have a heart of service and a passion to nurture the heart of every child spiritually, emotionally, behaviorally, and academically. They speak of Christ's love for each child and cultivate honorable character within them. They equip students to identify their smarts and begin seeking God's purpose for their lives. They create an atmosphere genuinely and evidently reflective of love never fails. Pastor Bill has charged us all with praying for our children. And may I share with you, our students are not exempt from the wounds of the world. The enemy is good at what he does, and he touts it. Just read the headlines in the news. But God is better at what he does, and he's doing a good work at Haltom Christian School. What do the Haltom headlines read? 5-year-old prays for a new student on Monday. New student begins class on Wednesday. 6-year-old tells mother, I know the sound of Jesus' voice. It's like a burning bush in my heart. 7-year-old gifts 1.5-inch Bible to teacher. Teacher is surprised to find God's word written inside. 8-year-old sets New Year's resolution not to be a winner, but to be a conqueror. Why? Because she knows that winning is fleeting, but to be a conqueror is to overcome hardship every day, to not quit, to walk towards the cross. 9-year-old ponders proposition of lead role in Christmas musical, says she must pray to see what the Lord says first. Amended 1 week later. 9-year-old believes the Lord is calling her to step out of her comfort zone, accepts lead role, and makes history at HCS by singing first Spanish solo. 10-year-old writes teacher a just because note that reads, you are the influence to my Christian life. Thank you so much. These are not just Haltom Christian School's headlines. These are the victories given only through our Lord Jesus Christ, and they are multiplied. Every victory influences not just the students and teachers, but the parents, grandparents, spouses of our teachers, and now you get to share in these victories too. God is doing a work here at HCS and has proven himself in his faithfulness over and over as evidenced by his victories. Therefore, my beloved brethren, we are now called to be steadfast and unmovable. I was taken aback when I looked up in Strong's Concordance the meaning of steadfast in 1 Corinthians 15:58. I expected steadfast to mean firm, not changing or yielding. In other words, steady, true, determined, persevering, resolute, but it didn't. From the Greek, it was translated as meaning to sit, to be unmovable, to be settled, begins with sitting at the feet of Jesus. And of course, I'm reminded of the story of Mary and Martha. Martha's busily focused on the work while Mary sits at the feet of Jesus. Both are serving in an important way, and we must remember to balance. As Christ reminded Martha, the labor is second to the relationship. 2023, the year of revolution, a complete change of method. According to the scripture, we're to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. If you had asked me 4 years ago what that looked like, I probably would have shown you my planner in all its different colors, detailing the busyness of curriculum, hiring, enrichments. However, a revolution means we must have a transformation or a change in our method. What if, instead of moving back and forth, to and fro, trying to achieve victories, we now come to a place where we can rest at his feet and trust that if he's brought us this far, he's already filled out the planner. First confirmed item on the agenda, Haltom Christian School is expanding to 6th grade. While God owns the plans, those of you who have experienced ministry or work unto the Lord know that it starts in the head, moves to the heart, and manifests at the hands, which means there's still much work to be done, and our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So let's be available to do what God has called us to do. We know one thing for sure. He's called us to pray. And this is how we abound in the work of the Lord while sitting. Prayer is the work. Thank you for your prayers and support. Please continue to pray for the children and the teachers and staff at Haltom Christian School. We look forward to all the Lord has planned for us in this year of revolution.
Amen. God is good. I'm going to move this just a little bit because I don't want to trip. Amen. You know, look, isn't it wonderful what God has done and what God is doing, and that we get to share in all of that and just rejoice with all that's happening. You know, the Bible tells us in Titus 3:8, it says, this is a faithful saying, meaning when Paul penned that, meaning this is a forever trustworthy saying. And these things I want to affirm or stress to you constantly, that those who have believed in God, do you believe in God?
Yes.
Then listen to the word of God. That those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain or devote themselves or make it a priority that they do good works. These things, these meaning the good works, they are good and they are profitable to all men. We're to be a church, a people, that we are to be zealous. That means to be on fire for good works. And the good works meaning the good works that God prepared for us. Amen? You know, I love being around Steve and Carol Chavez. It's an honor to be around people that what they do with a heart for Jesus, but they do it with a spirit of excellence. And when God called these two people, loved one, I'll tell you, God called them to a good, good work. I want you to, as they lower the lights and look at this video, I want you to look what God has done by using them in Jesus' name. Let's watch. God is good. Amen? Amen. You know what? You made that possible. That's what you have done. You've made that possible by your giving. Amen? Oh, and I am so thankful for all that you guys are doing. Listen, what I'd like to do right now, Steve and Carol, are you both coming up?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Would you welcome our missionary pastors, Steve and Carol Chavez? And what a wonderful team. Watch out for this. This is dangerous. Love you guys.
So, look what the Lord has done. Today we would like to show you how the orphanage in Camargo has, over time, through God's great work with you guys, as well as many mission teams, become a true home for the kids. Good morning. My name is Steve, and this is my wife, Carol. And we are the mission directors here at Calvary Chapel. It's great to be back and to see a lot of old faces and a lot of new faces, too. First, we would like to thank you for the wonderful gifts that you guys gave through the Angel Tree. You guys went above and beyond what we expected. It was great. You know, we had Pastor Luna passes out a list in November of all the kids that are at the orphanage, so that if there's any groups that want to pass out gifts for the kids for Christmas, they can. I mean, they have a list of ages and all that kind of stuff. Well, we had a group of 7 kids come in early December, so they didn't make the list. So a lot of groups would come in with presents for all the kids, and their names were never called. But when our team came, we have inside information, so we know the kids. So we made sure their names were on that list, and when Paul got down there with a mission team, he had gifts for all the kids. And they, when their names were called, their faces lit right up. So that was really great. We also would like to really thank you for having the kids on the prayer list for Pastor Beal's list for the kids. And it is so good to know that you guys are praying for the kids on a daily basis. Thank you very much for that. Just to give you a little history, a group of 4 of us made it to the orphanage in 2015. At that time, there was 25 kids at the orphanage, and we found that they were in need of a lot of help.
So back in 2015, the orphanage basically had no support due to the violence and the cartel activity. The orphanage had been without support for 3 to 4 years before we came, so you can imagine how run down the place was when we first saw it. Our first observation revealed that the children only had a bed, no dressers, no mirrors, nothing on their walls. The only possession was their bed. And the children had a small closet space for a few of their personal pieces of clothing. Most of the cabinets had hanging doors or no doors at all. The walls were dirty, in great need of new paint. There was no playground. There was a large cement area where the kids played. They had a few toys. So basically, that was all the kids had, nothing else. We remember the laundry room. It had, I think, two washers and 1 dryer. They didn't have a table to fold the clothes, because I remember when we walked in there, they were folding clothes on the floor. They didn't even have a table for that. The place was run down. Plumbing was a constant problem. Sewage smell was obvious in certain areas. The building outside walls were rotted around the bottom edges of the walls, where rodents and pests easily entered the buildings. The area was overgrown with weeds, grass, and shrubs. And so you can see, without support, they were just getting by with basics, and definitely were in need of financial support.
So Pastor Luna tells of a story that when we first got there, they were on the verge of closing down, shutting down, and they felt that they were like an ICU unit with on life support, on oxygen, and their oxygen tank was on empty. That Christmas of 2015, we began sending mission teams to the Casa Hogar in Camargo. The work began. Calvary Chapel teams began visiting regularly, two to three times a year. Then it grew to 3 to 4 times a year, and sometimes even more than that. The teams completed many projects, as you see in the video, to help improve the living situation at the orphanage. We fixed plumbing leaks, repaired walls, scraping and removing old paint, painting new walls again, repairing broken doors, replacing old rusted faucets, toilets, replacing shower doors, adding washers and dryers, fixing leaky ceilings, repairing roofs and shingles, adding ceiling fans, cleaning up the yard, building up chicken coops, planting fruit trees. We even made a garden. We fixed a porch, added a truck so that we could haul the trash away into the dump. Many supplies were sent. We helping to fill their pantry with canned goods, bags of rice, bags of beans. We also received laundry soap, toiletries, and new linens for the children's beds, new clothing and shoes for the children.
And as we were looking back through some of our old notes and stuff, we found an old LNFI newsletter. And this is what one of the little sections said. Casa Hogar was so graciously given new bed covers and new sheets to help the 25 orphan children living there. They were so grateful for the new linen and comforters placed on their beds. New brilliant colors filled their rooms. The directors of the orphanage mentioned that the bed linen was a heaven sent because until then, they had only one sheet per bed to use and therefore had to plan at just the right time when the sheets were removed for washing. One thing the team noticed was that the pillows were missing from the children's beds. Through the generosity of one of the team members, they were able to go that evening, purchase new pillows for each child, which was placed on their beds first thing that next morning.
And Pastor Luna tells the Paul Harvey, or the rest of the story. He tells that after we started going, he felt that they got out of the ICU unit. They were no longer on life support. Their oxygen tank was full to the brim, and they could now breathe on their own. There's been many trips since then, and the work continues. We are learning that a facility of this size needs constant maintenance to make the home for these precious children. In 2019, Carol and I spent a month there working at the orphanage. Again, as the teams were doing, we found ourselves painting, cleaning, repairing, and replacing broken things that one right after the other. We learned that 25 children break things, and things had to be maintained on a regular basis. So in 2020, the Lord moved in our hearts to move closer to the orphanage so that we could help maintain the place called a home, a safe place for these children. COVID did delay us a year, but in 2021, we made the move. It's been a year and a half now spending time there and being able to see it on a daily basis, all the needs, and they are eye-opening. Today, plumbing problems are basically gone. And through the Lord and through you as a church, you have provided new plumbing lines that have helped to do that. Today, the living space is safe, clean, and because you have helped provide new roofs, new walls, and new water pumps, new paint, new safe walkways, new concrete patios, new washing machines, and new toilets and faucets, things have gotten a whole lot better. Much of your donated items, such as refrigerators, furniture, tables, cribs, mattresses, and the list goes on and on and on, have made this a better place for the children to live.
And that's not all. That's only part of what the Lord has done to make this a home for the children. They have a new swing set. Oh, I'm sorry. They have bicycles. They have a library room. They have a school room. There's a sewing room. They have activities for the children to grow physically, mentally, and spiritually. And from, I don't know if you remember from last year, but what started with a little wagon of books has become an abundance of resources for these kids. We hired a teacher to help these kids just learn to read. Many of them come, they've never been to school. We have 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds that don't know how to read. They've never been to school. So we hired an English teacher. She's teaching them their language, but she's an English teacher, so they're also learning English. So this is real exciting. 1 more.
There. Can I help you?
So, where am I right here?
Yeah.
So, as you all, or a lot of you know, some of the kids left for college last year to Reynosa. And you guys have helped them in their support through garage sales and items that have helped us raise money for their expenses. Furniture was donated to help furnish their little apartment, and one of the girls just shared with us her report card. This right here is Monse, and she is studying forensics. And this right here is her report card, and you can see they go on a number system, but Introduction to Scientific Thought, 8. English, 8. Math, 8. Introduction to Criminology, 8. Study of Law, 9. Criminal Anthropology, 10. Criminal Psychology, 10. Criminal Sociology, 10. So she is doing excellent in her classes. That is just... This here is Alex, and he's going to medical school, and his desire is to become a doctor. And this is Jessica, and she is studying cosmetology. And she is about to graduate in about 3 months. So she is doing really good also. So yes, many improvements have been made to make a better home for the children. But not only that, the children love when our teams come to visit. And this is when they really see the love of Christ. Someone spends time with them, they're hugged, they laugh and they play. Some of our Bible lessons have been focused on what we're doing around the orphanage. For example, when we made the garden, our theme was Galatians 6:7, for whatever a man sows, this also he reaps. So we spent a whole year focused on this theme. They memorized many verses, they did crafts, We played games when they come down, and we just do a lot of good, fun things with them. Not one moment is wasted. They hear, and they see the gospel in action. You know, there was a couple of kids that were sent away about a year ago, and one of the boys was able to come back. And we had some time that we could share with him, and we talked to him, and we were just telling him, what do you know, how is it? Place changed, and he said, boy, people are growing, they're getting taller, there's been a lot of changes around the orphanage, and things are getting better, it looks really good, he said, except for one thing, he said. He said, Theo Steve, he looks the same, he still looks just as bad. So at least I know I haven't changed much, that's a good thing. We also had another story of one of the kids that left 2 years ago. And he has some sisters that are still at the orphanage, so he comes back to visit once in a while. And he was back for Christmas, and we asked him how his life was, and he said he's been going to church and going to Bible studies and just trying to grow spiritually. And we asked him, well, what do you think contributed to that? And he said the mission teams, when they come down and they share themes, different things with us, so. The mission teams are very important. Okay. But we can say that the very best part of this is that the children are happy. We have seen many of the you have seen many of the videos and photos, but the kids' smiles and laughters. All this is to say, look what the Lord has done. The Lord is changing lives. The Lord is giving them a hope for their future. Because you care enough to support them. We don't want to leave this out. This is very important. Pastor Luna and his wife, Teresa, are the ones that have opened up their hearts to make this place for these children. They have given them care, protection, provision, and no one loves these kids more than this couple. Pastor Luna pastors a church in the stateside, and he gives his time and his energy to help these kids. There are many things he deals with that we have no idea. Legal situations, the needs to take care of them, with dealing with the DIF, families that do not cooperate, getting calls during the middle of the night. It's more than a full-time job. We could not have done this work, the Lord's work, without your help. You, Calvary Chapel, have given us the liberty to serve in this great way. You have provided so much to make this home for these children. Carol and I thank you for supporting the work that God has done. And I also would like to say that we've been listening to Pastor Thomas on Wednesdays and going through Song of Solomon. And I just want to say that being able to go to work with your best friend is that news?
Amen. Boy, I'm so thankful for all that God has done. You know, and to be a part of God's global work that for he's called us to, and the local work here at Calvary. But you know what? See, Love Never Fails International, our public Christian charity, it's all about children. And when I see the difference and how the years and everything that God has done, it just blows me away. You know, when I look at their faces, especially the videos, great videos that Abby does, you know, the Bible says in Psalm 126:1, he says, talking about bringing the children of Judah back from Babylonian captivity, it says when God brought them back, he said, those that came back, they said this, it was like a dream. They couldn't believe that they were finally back in Jerusalem after 70 years. And they said, oh, then our mouth was filled with laughter, our tongue was filled with singing. And then we said among the nations, oh, the Lord, he has done great things for them. And then the psalmist says, oh, indeed, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. We can say the same thing. Amen. All the great things that God has done. The psalmist said in Psalm 111:2, the works of the Lord, plural, the works of the Lord are great. They are studied or investigated by all those who have pleasure in them. Listen very carefully now. Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, is not my work. It's God's work. Amen. It's important to know that it's God's good work. Haltom Christian School is not Heather's work or my work. It's God's work. It's God's good work. Mexico is God's good work, and we're involved in it. And not only that, you are God's good work. Amen. We can be confident of this, that God, who began a good work in you, he will complete it until the very day of redemption. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:10, for we, the church, every believer, we are his poema, or we are his workmanship, God's workmanship. We're his poem. We're his masterpiece. That's what that word means. He says, and we have been created in Christ Jesus for what? Good works. Not our good works. The good works that God had planned for us in eternity. Amen. It says, for the good works which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Listen, every believer is created for good works that God has already prepared before time began. I don't know how you feel about God's good works, but for me, to me, it is an honor and it is a privilege to be even included in the good works that God prepared in eternity before we were ever born, and that have now been manifested in our generation and in our time. Amen? And I look and I say, oh Lord, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I rejoice for Stephen Carroll. There's labor of love. I am so thankful for Paul Koo, all of the mission team. I am thankful for Heather, Amy, all the Haltom Christian School staff, and I am thankful for this church. I am thankful for you, the incredible way that you have continued throughout the years to support our work in Mexico, the work right here at the school. And you know what? You are literally, to me, you're an example for other believers because of your faithfulness. Because I know in your heart, you know that you are providing a safe place, a warm bed, things that we take for granted. You know, a pillow. I remember when I was a little boy, whenever Steve and Carol were talking just a moment ago about that one sheet. You remember those old mattresses with the big buttons on them? And you'd wake up and you had the big spots all over your body? Well, I had one blanket and that was it. And immediately I flashed back and I remember. And I remember when I was at the orphanage and seeing the emptiness that Carol was speaking about. Nothing there. And then all of a sudden it started becoming a home, something they have never had because of what you've been doing, supporting this. What a blessing that is to be involved in God's good work. You know, listen, can you imagine, do you understand you're giving these children a life, a future, a hope? But more than that, like I told you before, a mother and father to oversee them. Something, did you see how they ran to Steve in that video? Every time I see him, I do the same thing. No, and I say, oh God, you're so good. And you know what? All of what we're doing here, you know, the continued prayers that you have, they may be getting us an Aaron's building. We don't know, amen? And it might be the new Haltom Christian School. We don't know. But I know this. Today is Love Never Fails Sunday. This is Mission Sunday. And I know that God has raised up this charity that we have here to work and love with children. Now listen, we can feed children. We can educate children. That's wonderful. It's a wonderful work. But we are more than about material poverty. We are about spiritual poverty. You see, we want people, our good works lead people to Jesus Christ. Our good works lead people, children, to Jesus Christ. Amen? And that's what it's all about. 20 years ago, there in that upper room, the media booth, which used to be my office and which I still was in my office, Then the Lord gave me the foundational scripture to start a charity, and I didn't even know what a charity, how to even do it. As God is my witness, he spoke to me and says in Proverbs 19:17, I still remember the moment I opened my Bible and it's going through the words for poor and poverty in the scripture. And when it landed on Proverbs 19:17, which says, he who has pity on the poor. He who not just feels sorry for the poor. To have pity upon the poor means you give a person a hand up, not a hand out. He who hath pity upon the poor, listen to this now, this is God's word, lendeth unto God. And God will pay back what has been given. That scripture has sustained and provided for our charity for over 20 years, loved one. Unbelievable, because when people give, it just gives, comes back. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you really believe that? Do you believe what the God who cannot lie that just made that promise? God says, if you give me a loan, if you lend to me for these children, I tell you what God says, I'll pay back what has been given. Oh, you can start thinking now, can't you? Don't define that. Let God define it. Amen? Now, with all that being said, the Bible says, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. And Bill, you're getting ready to beg for money. No, I tell you what I am getting ready to do. I've always been and will continue to be the voice for these children, because they don't have a voice here. You know, aren't you glad that you belong to a church? I don't ever beg for money. Oh, come on. Do you want me to start begging for money? No, I don't beg for money. I have had people come to me, we take up an offering and they go, when was the offering taken? You know, when did that happen? Because you didn't make a big deal out of it. Well, we believe that where God guides, he provides, amen? And you know what? Every Christian should be a giver. But with all that being said, here's what I'm asking you to do right now. I'm asking you to lay up treasure in heaven by investing in God's work, investing in what God, what lasts, amen? Remember when Jesus came to the rich young ruler and Jesus looked at him and he loved him because he had said, oh Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, well, you know the commandments, and he listed them. He said, oh, I've done all that since I was a little boy, you know. And Jesus looked at him and loved him because he needs to be loved, believe me. And he said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. You only lack one thing. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. He left sad, didn't he? Yes. Listen, God loves a cheerful giver. You know, and that's very important. Listen, we're going to take up an offering because this is Love Never Fails Sunday. But I want to remind you that 100% of every time we have a Love Never Fails Sunday, whether you give to Halton Christian School, which is our local work, or Mexico, our global work, not one penny of that goes to Calvary Chapel. It goes, the charity and the church are totally separate. Every penny that you give goes to Mexico. When you give to Mexico, does that make sense? Everything. Even when the mission team, they go on their trips, none of that comes out of the Mexico account. It comes out of the Calvary account. 100% of everything that you give. Man, I tell you, you know, and if you're giving today, listen, what do you see? Do you see a loss or a gain? And meaning, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs, 28:27, he who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses. Listen, 2023 is not a year to Calvary Chapel. 2023 is our Jordan. We have never passed this way before. We are in revolution. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence unto now. And the violent take it by force. What does that mean? Those who belong to the kingdom of God treat it and seize it as a precious prize and a precious possession. For we are of the kingdom. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Now, with all that being said, as the ushers come forth, come on down here. That's right. Listen, we're going to take up an offering. Here's the deal. Jesus told us, you know, give and it shall be never given to you again. Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use it, it will be measured back to you. You know, listen, I want to share something with you. God has always provided, and He will always provide. I looked the other day at the account in Halton Christian School, and I know how much we pay, the salaries, the money that goes out. And I said, Lord, what are you going to do? Because, you know, we need funds. And all of a sudden, I got a letter in the mail. I don't know who sent it. I don't know. The check was anonymous. I don't know if it was a radio listener. I don't know if it was you. I don't know who it was. It doesn't matter. But you know what they did? They said, Bill, use this for Love Never Fails, a school, whatever you want to do, just use it for the glory of God. And I opened that up, and there was a check in there for $100,000. Give. When you do what you do for the school and for the orphanage, loved one, listen to me. That is what will last forever and ever and ever and ever in the eyes of Almighty God. Amen. So what we're going to do right now, we are going to thank God for the privilege of being involved, letting us being involved in these good works. Amen. Oh, just look what God has done. Amen. Let's stand to our feet, shall we? God is so good. Love you. You are a blessing. Thank you for all that you've done and are going to do this coming year with the work in Mexico and Halton Christian School. I love you dearly, and I appreciate that. Let's sing to the Lord, shall we? God is so good. With all your hearts. Come on. Yeah. Yes, He is. God is so good. He's so good to me. And I love Him so. Thank you, Jesus.
I love Him so.
Thank you,
Lord. I love Him so.
He's so good to me. Amen, everyone. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you in Jesus' name. If you need prayer, there will be people here to pray with you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. God bless you.